Performer Dennis Leary started getting attention a couple of years back with his one-man show, No Cure for Cancer, which was a hit off Broadway in New York. That led to appearances on MTV. Chain-smoking and praising Cindy Crawford to the skies, his unusual blend of comedian and leather-jacketed tough guy hit a nerve. Then the movie snapped him up, but mainly as a villain. Now in his first real starring role, he plays a criminal again, but this time with a somewhat more sympathetic tone. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Ref.
Right, I thought it was a sports movie too. But The Ref is a dark comedy of domestic manners, and in its way it's cleverly titled. Dennis Leary plays Gus, a thief who finds himself stuck in the Connecticut suburbs with the wrong hostages, Lloyd and Caroline, to be exact, a couple who are so busy bickering that they don't know enough to be scared. Instead of getting to order them around and take all their money, Gus winds up having to referee their spats, a job he's good and sick of almost from the moment he enters their house at gunpoint and has a look around.
Nice. You rich?
No. Oh, God, no.
Not really.
No.
Antiques like this ain't cheap.
Oh, I run an antique store in town. These are all from the
shop. It's his mother's store.
So?
Well, you made it sound like it was yours. You know, I run an antique
store. I did not. I said I run it. I didn't say I own it.
Oh, come on, Lloyd.
I am the manager of the place.
Do you think he cares if you work for your mother?
Let's get one thing straight, okay? From now on, the only person who yells is me. Why? Because I have a gun, okay? People with guns can do whatever they want. Married people without guns, for instance... You?
Mm-hmm.
Do not get to yell. Why? No guns. No guns, no yelling. See? Simple little equation.
That's Judy Davis as Caroline and Kevin Spacey as Lloyd. And terrific casting is this movie's most glittering asset. In the spoiled, brittle, and restless department, Judy Davis currently has no peer. Her tempo is racier than anybody else's. And you can feel her impatience when the rest of the world fails to spin at her speed. Kevin Spacey's role is harder to play, because Lloyd is such a bland mama's boy. But Spacey is always a still, coiled presence, and he manages to lend Lloyd an unexpected mystery. You know he'll eventually reveal hidden depths, and Spacey keeps you on edge waiting. Lloyd and Caroline are a handful, but Gus has other troubles. His inept partner is off trying to heist a boat, and meanwhile, it's Christmas Eve, and all of Lloyd and Caroline's ghastly relatives are about to descend for dinner. In the end, Gus has to pose as a marriage counselor and sit through a drunken Scandinavian feast with these monsters, all of which, unfortunately, ought to be a lot funnier than it is. We've been here before. The Ref is reminiscent at various times of Ruthless People and Home Alone, and like those movies, it owes a lot to the classic O. Henry story The Ransom of Red Chief. But once the premise is established, the film has only two directions to go. It can go dark and scary, or it can go soft. With Walt Disney distributing, you can guess which slippery slope The Ref tumbles down. The movie gets slurpier with every successive scene. The director, Ted Demme, who is Jonathan Demme's nephew, can handle comedy smartly. He's the guy who directed all those Dennis Leary spots on MTV. But he can't do much with the movie's central thudding irony, that Lloyd and Caroline are living the comfortable life that Gus has always dreamed of, only they're miserable. Besides, Dennis Leary is too confident and graceful to convince us he's the down-and-out loser he's meant to portray. Leary has lounge lizard looks, an air of bohemian alienation, and a mean way with a cigarette. The Ref isn't the best vehicle for him, but he still comes out of it looking like a star.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.